Last week, we asked you to call us with your best bird calls. And let me say, never has our request for homework moved so many.
My name is Alexandra Rimeland. I'm a psychoanalyst in Baltimore, and I've been observing two crows who invade my deck to intimidate the cardinals and the mourning doves into relinquishing their food. And I think they're an old crotchety married couple, and they sound like this.
We also had plenty of calls from listeners who'd mastered impressions of songbirds, and here are the riffs of the hermit thrush, the sparrow, and the canyon wren. And the number one choice among callers east of the Mississippi, the barred owl, a testament to the increase in this bird's population. Here are three different takes on the barred owl. A little more canine than avian, perhaps, but listen to Bridget Butler's take on a baby barred owl begging for treats. I'd give him something. And finally, there was one caller who just couldn't help himself, John Eskridge of Pittsburgh.
I've called you with the song of maybe one of the most famous birds ever, Charlie Parker.
A psychoanalyst, a doctor, and too many of the rest of you to list, we want to thank all our bird enthusiasts. Tomorrow on our program, we navigate the life of the skies with author Jonathan Rosen. He says that everyone is a bird watcher, whether they admit it or don't. And judging from the volume of our calls, we'd say he's onto something. And for next week's program, we'd like to hear your favorite New York tales. Now, whether you live in Iowa or Arizona, everyone's got a New York City story. Please email it to us at homework@npr.org and be sure to include a number where we can reach you.